I was talking to God, and God was talking to me, and then he gave me a scripture on this matter of the blessings of God. I know we're all blessed with faithful Abraham, and I know we're all blessed with access to every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. But the Bible teaches there are two ways we can bless one another, and there are two ways God blesses us. It's the same two ways. And they are, we can bless one another with spiritual things. That is to say, I can share something spiritual, like this book is a blessing. I'm sharing something spiritual with you. Yeah. It's a blessing. So I can bless you with my spiritual things. You can bless anyone with your spiritual things. It's something you can give away that God has given to you, and you can say, I'm going to give this to you. It's a beautiful thing. Then we can bless God with our material things. We all have material things. And I can choose to take you out to eat, or I can choose to help you with your car payment. I can bless you with material things. That's the other way we bless one another, and it's the other way God blesses us. I'm not talking here about your health blessings in Abraham. I've already mentioned his blessings. I'm talking here about the two ways in which you and I are blessed. God doesn't bless you with spiritual things because he blessed Red Randall. He's going to have to bless you with what you go after, and God is going to have to bless you.
Yeah.
Now, God can't bless you. If God blesses David with material things, it's not necessarily a blessing to Vincent or to Jonathan, unless he chooses to give you something. But that's his right. You can't say, if, for instance, if Frederick, let's choose you, had an incredible sale and a big job, and he got $1 million commission. Lovely. May you do it this week. But you can't sit down and say, okay, where's my share?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been really nice to you. Well, then you say, thank you for being very nice to me, but, this is what God blessed me with. Now, if I want to give you something, that's up to me. But you can't walk around saying, that selfish swine has got $1 million in the bank. Any more than you can look at Dr. Drummond and say, that selfish swine knows all that spiritual truth, and how come he isn't telling me? Same garbage.
It is.
Yeah. Now, look at this. Turn to 1 Corinthians 9. Let's have a real blessing. Using the word blessing. So, the blessings of God on us are twofold. Spiritual blessings, which are ministerial, whether you're doing it or anyone else, and material blessings, which are physical blessings. 1 Corinthians 9:11. If, Paul speaking, we have sown spiritual things, there's the first category for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things? They're the two categories. We all have spiritual things, and we all have material things, and we get to swap them around as we so choose. Now, I want us to understand that as we come to the offering this morning. Look at what God has done for us. He has blessed us with spiritual things. Should we not bless him and his house? And his servants, even for that matter, not enough for me, with spiritual, with material things. It's that way in life. Hey, Heidi has been very good and wonderful to my wife in material things, let's just say. That's very nice, thank you. She didn't do it to get something from my wife. She did it because she wanted to, and God led her. And then on another occasion, Gary shared incredible spiritual blessings with Jonathan. He didn't have to, but there were spiritual things he had, and Jonathan got a real blessing out of it. Then Randall over here, he got a raise. And he said, you know, this is so nice. I am going to take Matthew and David out to dinner. I'm sharing my material things. That's how it is. But no one has a right to anyone's anything. I don't have a right to Frederick's spiritual blessings. He got those from God. Any more than I have a right to Jonathan's material blessings. He got that from God, which brings it down to what I want to say.
Amen.
The spiritual things out there and the material things out there are yours to get. They're yours to get. And I'm here to say they are in great abundance. And you know all the rules of the road. You know the kingdom principles that apply. You can go after spiritual things, and you can go after material things, and have if you want. And they're yours. They're yours to keep forever with the blessing of God. We saw that in Ecclesiastes. Calvary love may move you to give any of your spiritual blessings away or any of your material blessings away, and that's good and righteous and holy. But it wasn't by right or demand.
No.
As a matter of fact, in this chapter here, in context, Paul said, I have given you spiritual blessings and I have a right to your material blessings for you to take care of me, but I'm not even going to have you do that. I'm going to go get myself a job. He didn't even exercise that right. It was a very beautiful thing. I wanted you to get that clear in your minds, you know, because we're a lot of freeloaders in this world. They want to search for one spiritual truth for themselves. They want you to give yours, give you theirs. And if they get in trouble, they want to know where you were. Like that woman who said, you know, Jesus, my brother's died, and if you'd been here, you would have lived. Excuse me, how about exercising your own faith? Spiritual blessings, we all have access to every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Thank God. Yeah. So now, that means we've all got the same fair chance. Yeah. Get yours. Yeah. We have access to every material blessing. Yeah. It's called working. It's called pursuing God's blessing on your life materially. Pursue that. Any exchanges in the program that take place thereafter are purely by grace, purely out of love, and definitely must be appreciated. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that because my mind was on how often I see in black churches, in the middle of the service, someone would come forward and slap $50 on the steps to the platform, and then someone would come and put $10, and someone would come put $5 $1 bills. And I used to wonder, what were they doing? And then it dawned on me, those darling people with simple, precious faith that God loves to bits would just say, you know, God, you've just given me such an incredible spiritual blessing. I want to give you something. I got this money in my wallet. I'll just put this away. I'm not buying anything. I'm not selling anything. I'm just saying thank you with something that was mine. Yeah. This money, you know, once I can't show you my wallet, I never carry it, but this money in my wallet is mine.
Right.
And I want you to know that you had something, God, you just gave me. And now I'm going to give you something back. Because I want it. You did it because you love me, and I'm going to do it because I love you. And I think that is so beautiful. It's fantastic. And we need to revive in our hearts a generous spirit and a respect for one another and an honor for one another. Now, wasn't that a blessing?
Yes.
Let's prepare for the offering this morning. Father, you have given us so many spiritual things. God, we couldn't begin to give you material things back. But it's not a competition or a contest. It's an act of love. It's out of love you've given us spiritual things. It's out of love you've even given us material things. We want to give back now of the material. We pay our tithes. We bring in offerings. Receive them in Jesus' name. Amen.